All right, Big Country, song of the night during the Scott Block on After Dark with Admiral Krill and Captain Keys. You're listening to KXC on 91.7 FM over there in Bagley, Bemidji at 99.5 and in Brainerd, 89.9. And of course, all you out there listening on your smart speaker at www.kaxe.org. So, as usual, we do our Scott Block. So you hear the 79th Farewell to Gibraltar, and that kicks things off. And in that set, we heard from the Twilight Sad Scottish band, Mogwai Scottish band. I saw Mogwai at Coachella Festival one time, and I was blown away at the thickness of the sound during their set. And then, again, the Teacher Big Country, great song off the album, The Seer.
Also Scottish.
Yeah, also Scottish.
Hence the Scott Block.
And as we ease into the next block of music, again, on our father's birthday, my brother asked me, if you could show Dad any song, what would it be? And I got to thinking, well, he's never got to hear any of the music that I ever made. And so I picked out kind of an interesting one off a record I produced and recorded at my home during COVID. So this next song is called Mustang by McKee and Hugh Roberts, off the album Large Mammals of the American West.
Such a good album, too. The whole thing's great.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. saw you walking back and forth about another boy, thinking that you may want to leave. So give Romeo's uptown. If I bring you down and you're tired of those vows and you're really walking out, then give me the fevers that just won't break, and give me the children you don't want to raise, and tell me about the cool he sings you in those songs. If it's better than wait a minute, wait.
All right. So in that block, you heard McKee and Hugh Roberts. You heard She's Green by Syndulla.
Syndulla is the name of the song. The band's called She's Green, and they're actually from the Twin Cities.
Right on. And we're kind of starting to dive into the punk rock portion of the program now. So you heard a little Gaslight Anthem, band called Steel Boy. And then up next, we're going to have a couple of my dad's favorites. He was really into Social Distortion. And then Bad Religion. I chose this song because it's off of the album Generator. And one day, the release day of the album, I was skateboarding home from school. And as I got about a half a block away, I could hear this music just blasting. And it was obviously coming from my house. I walk in, and my dad's listening to the Generator at like full blast. And it just came out that day, and he got it before I did. So I think he probably knew that I was coming home from school. So he was trying to show off a little bit. And then we got the Carolyn and a band called Pile. So here we go with some more punk rock for you.
Try to separate my body from my mind. Long ago in a dusty village full of hunger, pain, and strife, a man came forth with a vision of truth and the way to a better life. He was convinced he had the answer, and he compelled people to follow along. But the hunger never vanished, and the man was banished, and the village dried up and died. At a time when wise men peered through glass tubes towards the sky, the heavens changed in predictable ways, and one man was able to find that he had thought he found the answer, and he was quick to write his revelation. But as they were scrutinized in his colleague's eyes, he soon became a mockery. Don't tell me about the answer, 'cause then another one will come along soon. I don't believe you have the answer. I've got ideas too. But if you got enough naivety and you got conviction, then the answer is perfect for you.
Appears, I got comfortable clothes and my rum and coke. An unassuming love affair between the hangovers and I don't care. It's a prison break with my dirty blanket robe. Cast curses on the world.
nothing connects. Caught it with its eyes glowing and blood on its lips. It holds my will and holds my hope. So now I'm wild eyed. A promise kept of a home filled with my hands. Nobody lives there but that.
Boston-based band Pile, right here on After Dark on KAXE with Admiral Krill and Captain Keys. Now, earlier in that set, or two blocks of music ago, I suppose, I was talking about how my brother asked me if there was one song in the world I could show our late father. For me, it was a song that I, you know, wrote, recorded, whatever. Because he never got a chance to hear any of my music. Now, on the other side of this coin, my brother also wrote a song, and we're going to share that to start off the next set here. So take it away, girl.
This song's called The Letter, and kind of an interesting story about the song. For one, it's deeply personal. But one day I was sitting at home in my crappy apartment, and all I had was like this card table and, for some reason, like really expensive kitchen chairs, I guess, for lack of a better term. And I got a knock on the door, which I never got knocks on my door. I lived in St. Paul. And I got flowers, but it didn't say who they were from. It didn't say anything. And then, like, well, there's only one person that can send me flowers, or not can, but would, my mother. So I called her, and she's like, yeah, I sent them. It's like, it's the fourth year anniversary of your father's passing. And I was like, man, okay. So I sat there for a while at my little table, and I was looking at the flowers, and then I carry a... with me a letter that he wrote to me, and I took it out and started reading it, and then the next move was to grab my guitar, and I sat down and I wrote this entire song in one sitting, and here is the letter, actually.
Oh, wow.
You can open it up if you want to. Just be very, very careful, because it's survived several washes and fully clothed lake jumps and all of that. So then you drop it. Come on. And then the last, it starts out kind of sarcastic, and then it gets really sincere and very loving. And then the last line of the letter is, I just want to be remembered as a good father. So the last line in this song is, I won't forget my greatest honor is having you for my father. And this is The Letter by my band, The Embassy.
Thank you.
And I just did something today, although it's taken me 4 years. I read your weather letter and its beauty brought me to tears. I've kept it with me every day, even before you passed away. The ache is fading, but not the words that they draw. Thank you.
And if you navigate your way with endurance and success, if you pass the obstacles and still have your life, if you've escaped death, if your guts haven't withered away, if you haven't broken under the strain, they will be welcoming. They forget a time when their land was swallowed. Moving across the sea, when she will leave the bows all over the world.
Well, some of you may have recognized the voice behind that band that was Built to Spill, covering a not Built to Spill song. Obviously, they were covering it. The song's called Singing Swords Make Perfect Swords, and who originally did it was a band called Love is Laughter.
That's right. And Love is Laughter played in Williston, North Dakota, but back then it was just some dude and a tape player and his guitar and, you know, obviously an amp or something. But, like, the show had started. We're like, where is this guy? And he was staying at my guitar player's house, Jonas. And we're like, man, why isn't this guy showed up yet? Well, he was playing in television, like, which is like an old, old Atari type of thing, on Jonas's TV, and his mom had to drive him to the show. So it's just kind of a weird situation. And then, like, all the songs were, like, completely crazy. You're listening to KAXE with the Admiral Krill and Captain Keys this evening. And this next little block, we're going to do some SNFU right off the bat. And I wanted to play some SNFU because this is another band that my father was into. And he used to steal this CD from me all the time. And so, like, every time I went to, like, go listen to this CD, I'd open up the CD case and no CD. Go upstairs, hit eject on my dad's CD player, son of a gun, there it is. Every time I was missing it, I knew where to find it. But when we do these shows, we kind of want to show how people can connect over music. And music was one of the things my father and I connected over. And so he got into some of the bands I was in, and then he started showing me bands because he would read every single one of my Thrasher's skateboard magazine cover to cover. And then there was always, like, a band featured in there, and he'd show me the band and stuff like that. So it's just this connection that we had with my father at a time when I was a teenager, that I didn't think that we had much in common, but we had this. So we're going to hear a little SNFU, Joni Mitchell tapes, and then a lot of people might recognize the song after that. If you're of a certain age, it's Having an Average Weekend by Shadowy Men from a Shadowy Planet, or on a Shadowy Planet. And just see if you recognize it.
I got to circle back on a couple things, actually. Coming back to the Built to Spill, Singing Swords Make Perfect Swords. Do check out the Love is Laughter version of that song. It's really lo-fi and beautiful. Check it out after the show tonight. But I gotta go back to the song that started off the set. And if you missed it, you know, the song's called The Letter. My brother's band, The Embassy. And I remember, you know, my brother and I are 12 years apart in age. And
he just had to tell him that, didn't you?
Well, you know, you were obviously, had already been affiliated with bands and stuff like that. So here I am as a younger kid watching my older brother perform. And I remember specifically one time there was a show at Mount Itasca.
That's right.
And I think the Valentines played. And the Valentines and the Embassy are the only two bands I actually really remember playing.
I think we were the only ones that played that show.
Right, so, like,
legendary show.
It was a legendary show, and I don't know how young I was. I was pretty young at the time, but I actually had a broken leg, I believe. I think I had a broken leg.
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's a different thing. Anyway, so the show at Mount Itasca, you know, the Embassy was playing. I knew the record front to back, and when The Letter came on, I would jump up on stage and sing the last part of that song, you know. And so every time the Embassy performed after that and I was there, I would jump up and scream into the microphone those last lyrics of The Letter. And So, you know, the song is special to me in a lot of different ways, but for the very first time, I got to see and read that letter only moments ago. I didn't even realize that my brother still had it in his wallet. And he passed it over to me, and I got to read it, and it was so remarkable. And then, you know, another little asterisk about that story is our dad wrote that letter to Cassidy after a fight that they had had. And it took my brother a long time, actually after our father's passing, to read the letter. So, again, right after he read it for the first time, he turned around and wrote that song. Yep, jumping into the next set here, as Krill mentioned, SNFU from an album that our father used to steal from him and play. And then the second song in this set is actually the theme song for Kids in the Hall. So stick around for that little throwback.
Just when he found what he liked, it was taken away. every June is hard for